Hello everyone, welcome to Journey with Mavs. I hope everyone is having a good week. I am having such a beautiful, blessed week this week. Oh my goodness, there is so much good energy in the air. There are so many positive interactions with the people close to me and just positive feedback about the podcast, and I'm just feeling really, really good about this. And apart from this, I've just been feeling really confident and optimistic about a whole lot of things. In my previous episode, I spoke about being kind to yourself and just being aware and conscious about the words you tell yourself when you're not feeling good or feeling as though you are stagnant in your life or that there's no progression in your life. And today I'm just going to keep it a little simple. I'm going to keep it a little short because today's topic kind of links with last week's topic, so I'm just kind of adding a little bit of ellipsis to what was said. It's sort of a branch, if you will. I will be talking about self-care. So I have two holistic views on self-care that go hand in hand. The first being a more tangible approach, and the second being a more mental approach. And I know that doesn't make a lot of sense right now, but I'm hoping by the end of this episode you would have learned something and maybe even applied in your life. So yeah, I just thought that too often times we deprive ourselves of enjoyable things because we either believe we don't deserve them or we get so caught up in making sure everyone else in our lives is okay before we even think of spoiling us, you know, yourself, your individual self. And let me tell you today that this is your reminder that you are deserving and worthy of the finer things. Don't ever think that your past excludes you from nice things, niceties. Don't ever, ever, ever deprive yourself. Don't exempt yourself. Don't ever do that to yourself. I think one thing that we need to learn as people is affirmations. And that is something that I'm also trying to get into the mix of. It's quite challenging because sometimes I feel like I sound silly when I say good things about myself. But apart from that, you need to not only affirm yourself verbally, but physically too. And buying something for yourself feels good, guys. It's exciting, but it's relaxing at the same time. It releases those feel-good hormones. I think it's dopamine, something of that nature. And you know what, guys? Sometimes you need to go broke in the name of spoiling yourself. Don't get comfortable in becoming broke because of debit orders, debts you have to pay, or obligations you had set for the month. Don't get comfortable in that lifestyle because that is going to be your life. Your day-to-day life is going to determine the rest of your life, you know? And if you don't get into the habit of spoiling yourself, that is going to be your life. You're not going to be able to do nice things for yourself, you know? Sometimes you need to spend your last money on takeaways or a jean you've always wanted to buy, or go out with your friends, or get your nails done, get your hair did. take care of your emotions in that sense too. Every once in a while, do something special for yourself, especially if you're one of those that are always there for someone else, you know. The second view I have of self-care is a little more tough. This is the tough love that we speak about, and it's important to have a healthy relationship with yourself to achieve this. And that is discipline. Discipline, discipline, discipline. Knowing when to say no and knowing when to say yes. Differentiating between something that will benefit you in the long run and something that would be good for you at this moment. And this goes for studying for exams, sticking to meal plans and gym times, getting enough sleep and time away from social media, so much more. It can be applied in so many things, you know. So just remember that without self-care and discipline, there will be no self-care in rewarding yourself, and you will never know how to apply both in harmony with each other into your life. So just always keep that in mind. You need one to support the other, you know. You can't always be disciplined. You can't always be strict on a certain way of doing things. You have to incorporate rewarding yourself. You have to incorporate, listen, I have worked hard. I have worked my butt off. It is time I do something nice for myself. You know, so one does not work without the other. But yes, nevertheless, this brings me to the end of today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I wish you all a beautiful May. It's quite chilly, so keep warm, take care, and keep safe.